Stuart Russell teaches computer science at the University of California, Berkeley. He says humans should be sure to make AI products that we like. If we are going to make systems that are going to be more intelligent than us, it's absolutely essential for us to understand how to absolutely guarantee that they only do things that we are happy with. In the future, Russell says, many of today's jobs that require a lot of physical labor will be replaced by machines with artificial intelligence. These include agricultural jobs and ones with repetitive duties like telephone call centers. AI machines could also replace jobs like ones in the financial industry, jobs that require studying a lot of data. This could lead to more questions. But if we replaced all the jobs that require human physical labor, and then we replace all the jobs that require human mental labor, then you have to ask, well, what's left? Russell sees artificial intelligence changing the economy and current way of life. Most people will be employed, possibly even self-employed, in providing individualized personal services to other human beings, that we won't have mass employment in manufacturing or in financial services. He says that means the large factory or large office building with thousands of people doing the same thing will go away. Gurudutt Banavar is IBM's Chief Science Officer of Cognitive Computing. He sees a future where new jobs such as data engineering will be created. The future will require everybody to work with these learning reasoning machines. So I think the skill set for many of these jobs will end up being different in the future. The healthcare industry is one area artificial intelligence is already changing. AI can process huge amounts of data, so doctors can use the most up-to-date information to diagnose and treat patients. IBM's Banavar points out the value of artificial intelligence, including search engines and the autopilot function on planes. The debate about whether artificial intelligence is good or bad for humans continues. Researchers agree there is no question that the technology is here and will continue to change life on our planet.